Matters Radio. I'm Mary Weeks, here with Chris Oviedo. Chris, I cannot believe that it's June already, and the kids will be out of school soon.
I know. Crazy. And I'm already planning. I'm looking at Columbia Association's website for camps and to keep them busy because they need to stay busy.
Yes, they do.
That's all I got to say.
Keep their minds active. And those of you out there who are still looking for a camp for your children for the summer, Columbia Association offers camps for pre-K through 10th grade, featuring nature, sports, art, adventure trips, and more. All camps are certified through the American Camp Association, so visit columbiacamps.org to learn more today.
There is also summer programming at Youth and Teen Center at the Barn. Teens, you don't want to miss out on all the fun taking place at Columbia Association's Youth and Teen Center at the Barn this summer. Pool parties for middle and high school students, extreme youth and teen trips, teen idol, and much, much more. We are also looking for local youth to join our middle and teen advisory committees to help plan fun events for teens in the area. You can visit columbiasassociation.org/YTC to learn more, or you can simply call 410-992-3726.
Chris, you know that June means Columbia Association's Lakefront Summer Festival, Columbia's 50th birthday celebration, and Columbia Festival of the Arts. Joining us in the studio is Dave Simmons, and he is the programming manager for Columbia Festival of the Arts. Thanks for taking the time to stop by our studio today.
Thanks for having me on.
It's very exciting that the events are going to take place back at the lakefront. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we're super excited to be back there. We consider that our home, and I think a lot of people who've been in Columbia a while kind of consider that to be part of their home too. So for us, it just feels right. You know, it's a great place to celebrate community with family and friends. So this year we are indeed back. We'll once again have our Invitational Fine Arts and Crafts show. We have a really exciting interactive visual sculpture coming from the UK called The Architects of Air. It's about 50 yards long. It's an inflatable structure that you enter. It's a material designed so that when light passes through it, it gives off these really bright, vibrant, vivid colors. We encourage you to go to columbiafestival.org to kind of see it for yourself. It's a little bit difficult to explain.
I'm told it's going to take up the whole parking lot.
Yes. you know, people enter. There will be a short wait, but we anticipate everybody should be able to go through in good timing. They can also explore our fine arts and crafts, like I said, and there's a lot of things for kids to do. We have kids art, Howard County coming back again on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have balloon twisters, face painters, stilt walkers. So it's a lot of fun for the whole family. We're partnering with Clyde's this year, focusing on Howard County beers. So that's a new addition for us. And then with Whole Foods is partnering with us. They'll be selling the Rouse family recipe for their crab cakes.
Oh, okay. Yummy.
We have pizza and just all those things that you would expect to find at a festival. So
I'm going to tell you something funny. I got a cookbook, and it had Rouse's recipe from muskrat. He used to cook muskrat.
I think we're going to bypass that one, but we are looking forward to you know, just the entire weekend. And, you know, like Rouse said, you know, one of his big quotes that's kind of stuck with me, this is my fourth year here, is cities must be fun. So that's what we're really hoping to do coming back to the lakefront.
Can we remind everybody the dates for the festival?
Yes, that's a good idea. So the dates are June 16th through 18th for our free weekend. And then we have ticketed performances into the next weekend right here at Howard Community College, June 23 through 25.
And where can people purchase tickets?
People can purchase tickets on our website at columbiafestival.org, or they can visit us on Facebook and they can get a little bit more information, including directions to each of the performances.
Now, for some of the people who are familiar with the event and they look forward to coming and plan on coming every year, what are some of the activities that they can look forward to see this year again?
So right here at the Community College here at the Smith Theater, we're bringing back the Stoop Storytellers. This is their seventh year returning to the festival. They always have a unique theme. So these are all true stories from people who are kind of coached or trained to be storytellers. It's not their career. They're not professional actors, but they go through training and they tell the most amazing stories year after year, from your neighbors to people in interesting work environments. So this year our theme is my favorite film. So it's stories about films that have had impacts on our lives. So I think you'll really hear some creative fun stories there. It's a good night out. You can have a glass of wine or a beer and just hear these really fascinating stories. And at the end, a few people from the audience get to tell their own 7-minute story. So if you're looking for a fun night out on a Friday night, we really recommend that performance. And then the next night on June 24th at the Smith Theater, we're having a very interesting group called Manual Cinema from Chicago. They've been at the Kennedy Center and the New York Museum of Modern Art, and recently won an award at the Edinburgh Festival. It's a very unique combination of puppetry, overhead projectors, quartet. Again, it's something you want to go to columbiafestival.org to kind of see what it really is. But it's a very, very interesting, unique arts event. And then again, we're partnering with the Sprout Film Festival and the Arc of Howard County and also with Howard County Autism Society to bring back films for, by, and about people with developmental disabilities. So we're very part of our mission. We really like reaching not only diverse communities, but the disabled community, and kind of exposing our general film audience to these beautiful films. And they really are. They're from all over the world. We really encourage you to check that out. And lastly, our Sundance film shorts are back. So those are award-winning juried films from this year's Sundance Film Festival.
I've actually attended the Sprout Film Festival, and once upon a time I put my film I had to cut a lot out because it had to be like I think 5 minutes, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. That's fun. And then those are some of the repeat events. Are there any new other than the inflatable, which I've been seeing and I'm so looking forward to go into? Is there anything else new that you guys are bringing in this year?
Yeah, so in celebrating our 30th, we can really look back through some of the performers and things that people responded to in surveys that they really wanted to see again. So one of them we have done earlier this year with our sold-out Judy Collins performance in April, but we're bringing back Aaron Neville of the Neville Brothers. He was last year in 2005 with the Neville Brothers. So we brought him back for this unique, intimate performance with his longtime pianist, Michael Goods. So he's at 77, so he's at a place in his career where I think I really want to hear some of the cool and interesting mm-hmm. stories that this kind of father of New Orleans has to say, not just in his music, but in his personal life. And just kind of, he's kind of going to run through some of the most iconic and memorable numbers that he's had throughout his career. So
that sounds great.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's at the Smith Theater on Sunday, June 18th.
Now, we've talked a lot about events that are mostly for adults, but you did mention that there's fun for the kids as well. Can we tell some of those families that are looking forward to come in what their kids can be prepared for?
Yeah, so at our free weekend, we really have a lot of focus on family. We're going to be working with the Olinka School of Music right here in Columbia, and they're going to provide like interactive, like children's music making classes. I think between noon and 2 on both Saturday and Sunday at the lakefront. Kids Art will be doing hands-on arts and crafts activities on both Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday, they have a special Father's Day project. I think that's a really good opportunity to get out with your family and do something kind of cool with your kids. And then we're also going to be making a mosaic out of different color bottle caps. So it's like another like fun little project that'll be going on throughout the weekend. So.
That is awesome.
You guys can't see Dave's excitement, but he's smiling. Yes. He's just so excited about this,
yes, absolutely.
This weekend coming up.
But you can definitely feel it. You can certainly feel it in his voice.
And I know that you have lots of sponsors. I know mm-hmm. Columbia Association is one of your sponsors. How did the sponsors help you put all this entertainment on?
Yeah, definitely. So I think a lot of our sponsors really value what the festival means and what the Lake Fest means. As you know, the festival was founded 30 years ago by a lot of civic and community-minded people and businesses who thought it was important to have arts and culture events in downtown Columbia. So to keep that alive and to keep it open and free to people of all socioeconomic backgrounds is really important to us and commitment to our past, you know, on our lake stage, we'll have a number of diverse acts. I mean, we have everything from klezmer music to the Columbia Concert Band right here in town. We have the Glen Elk Jazz Ensemble. We have Elike from D.C. So I think it's very important to the community, too, that we continue to kind of provide that type of programming for free.
And I see you need volunteers. Do you still need volunteers?
We do. And we encourage if somebody just wants to get out even for a few hours, And come and see what it's like to volunteer for us. It's fun, I think. It's a great atmosphere. You get to watch the things on the performance stage as you're volunteering in most cases. So we really encourage you, if you want to get out and just give back to your community in a small way.
And how would someone volunteer?
They can go to our website, columbiafestival.org, and you'll find more information about how to become a volunteer.
And again, that free weekend is?
June 16th through 18th, and we have performances going until June 25th. I also want to mention, because I don't want to leave this out really quickly, is on June 22nd, we'll once again be partnering with the Howard County Arts Center. They have two exhibits going up, or I think they actually are up right now. And in addition, we'll also be working with the All County Improv Troupe of right here in Howard County, which are really amazing high school students. And they act out these fun, silly skits, and their parents get to watch. And it's one of my favorite things to kind of see every year. It's kind of cool.
Oh, I got to look into that.
It sounds like a great celebration. You know, 30 years of the Columbia Festival of the Arts and 50 years of Columbia itself. So, I mean, 3 days of just full celebration, an inflatable, huge inflatable, I don't even know what to call it.
Luminarium.
Structure, luminarium. There you go. That like I said, I've been looking forward to getting into that since I saw it. So anything else before we let you go that you'd like our listeners to know, or you just want to, like, you know, maybe invite them again to come?
Well, sure. Yeah. I really think that, you know, the Lake Fest weekend, our free weekend, is really the heart of not only our organization, but in also a way it's part of this community. You know, this has been happening now for 30 years. And I know there's been events at the lakefront, you know, even longer before that. So, you know, as this community turns 50, I think it's a great time to come out and really see some of your family, your neighbors, your friends on this special weekend. And not to mention, one last thing, there are cupcakes on Saturday at 7 o'clock, for those who need to know.
If you needed one more reason to be there, now you have it. Cupcakes. Yep.
Well, I would think that Marlis will be able to tell us more about those cupcakes.
Yes, yes, she most definitely will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Teen Health Matters, airing every Tuesday at 5:30 and Sunday at 12 noon on Dragon Digital Radio.
And one of the things that I hold as a tenet is that every young person deserves to have, as a right, an activated and engaged adult throughout childhood, adolescence, and into young adulthood.
You can take us with you by downloading Dragon Digital Radio on the iPhone and Android App Store.
Welcome back to the show. As we mentioned earlier in the program, Columbia's 50th birthday celebration will take place this month. And if you guys have been listening to our shows here on Dragon Digital Radio, our next guest, Marlis East, was earlier last month, I think I had you in here, Marlis, talking about all of the events. Yes. She's the managing director for the Columbia's 50th birthday celebration. And why don't we just go right into it and start telling us more? I know we have a big weekend coming up. Dave told us everything that's happening with the Columbia Festival of the Arts, but that's not all that's planned for that weekend, isn't that right?
There is a whole lot.
Why don't you tell us more about, you know, what's in lineup for the big weekend celebration?
Sure. It is big in that there are three major pieces for the big weekend, and that would be the Architects of Air and the festival's myriad of from arts to food to all kinds of things to experience. And then this year we're adding a third component, which is a walk around Lake Kitimakwundi, which is 1.4 miles and over 7,000 steps. And the idea is for people to learn more about Columbia, and we've developed these huge information circles that will be planted around the lake. There are over 50 of them, with activities for kids, blow bubbles, do yoga, enjoy the lakefront. And by the time you finish, you will have almost accomplished your 10,000 steps for the day.
I'll be wearing my Fitbit.
And end up at the bricks that have just been installed for the 50th celebration in front of the Tomato Palace. The actual birthday events begin on Friday at Friday, we're starting at 5 o'clock p.m. and go until 10:30 that evening. On Saturday, we are opening everything at noon and go to 10:30 again. And then on Sunday, on the 18th, it will be from noon until 8:30. So the walk is something for families. It's someone, if you're pushing a stroller or if you have someone that's in a wheelchair, everyone can enjoy this.
And when is the walk? Is that every day?
It is. And mm-hmm. it is. It's just fun. It's self-paced and it's just filled with great facts and fun. And mm-hmm. we're looking forward to that. So, yes, the weekend's big. And outside of the lakefront, there will be here comes Dave Matthews at Merriweather, and here comes Aaron Neville. I mean, it's not just limited to downtown lakefront. It's all of Columbia, which is having a lot of special things going on.
When is the actual birthday celebration? When do we sing happy birthday to Columbia?
We will sing happy birthday at 7 o'clock on Saturday, June 17th. And our cake is being created by Charm City Cakes in Baltimore.
Oh, great.
Goodness. And
is he going to be there?
I don't think he L.A. is a little compelling. So Columbia will have the joy of their creation. We will cut the cake at 7 at the main tent, and then the cake will be distributed to the audience at large. So 7 o'clock is the time. The cutting is from 7 to 7:20 with the dignitaries, but the cake is
for
everybody.
That's a highlight on its own. I can't wait to see. Do you know what they're making as a cake?
Oh, yes, we do.
Are we giving it up, or is it just going to be a surprise?
It's got to be a surprise.
We realized that the responsibility for a special cake was not a small one at mm-hmm. the 50th year. And this photograph will probably live for a long time.
Okay.
And therefore, it needs to be something that we all say yay. And the birthday colors in our logo are very colorful, and those are all being replicated in stars and ribbon and confection. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, I can't wait to see that cake. And, you know, it's not just taste it, but
not
like
going
to
want to cut it.
Exactly. I have to say, when I watch those shows, you know, with the cakes and everything, it's like you see it, it's so pretty. And it's like, do we really have to cut it?
We really have to cut it.
But I guess we do,
really
right?
We do. Yes, it's all part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So why don't we give, I know that we talked about the walk and the different stations that people can find. Mm. So that's a big highlight for the weekend. With Dave earlier, we talked about the same.
The Architects of Air. Yes. And all of that.
Which I can't wait. What are some of the other, you know, other activities that people can look forward to experiencing when they come in this 3-day celebration?
I would just say this is a chance like no other to learn, but also to enjoy this lakefront. We've set up an actual life-size cutout of Jim Rouse where you can literally stand beside it and take a photograph. We have hopscotch on the pavement for kids to do hopscotch. We have big tubs of chalk, and we're going to do a sidewalk art contest on the sidewalk, and that will be judged by the Columbia Arts Center. But it's all about enjoying the space that has become so famous for the city that we live, and it's just not a usual year for us, so we've exploded it a bit.
Marlis, why would you say the lakefront is so special? I mean, you just kind of emphasized it a little bit, but what makes it that special?
What is it, the lakefront? I think it's how many places can you go where you can walk around a lake that it's walkable, and the vista that it creates if you're sitting at one of the restaurants or all of that, there's an emotional attachment to it. When it's enlivened with activities, it just compounds the interest. And many mornings you'll see mothers with strollers who make this walk every week. And they literally are organized to do that. So it's a very colorful, but I think it's a centerpiece for us, just like Symphony Woods is. And it gives people a real sense of outdoor that is part of a quasi-urban setting.
And people gather there. I mean, people
They do. They do. Last night, there was a concert with the Suzuki School of Music, And I mean, here's classical music being performed, and it was all ages. And the joy of watching people enjoy just a tent filled with musicians is pretty incredible.
And the fact that it takes you away, I know that this is a small city, but you have this lake, you have this area that kind of takes you away and gives you that peaceful setting.
It does. It
to
does.
To escape from the busyness of life.
Exactly.
I think that that's fantastic. And let's not forget to mention the people tree, you know, that's right there. And that really much holds, I think the mission and the vision that Columbia has been built around. I didn't understand it at first. I'm not going to lie. The first time I went there, but it's beautiful to see. But I didn't understand everything that was built into it. And then as I continue to live here in Howard County and learn more about Columbia, I realize what an important piece of architecture that tree is.
That tree is. We'll have a special commemorative T-shirt for that tree, which is also celebrating its 50th birthday on the 21st of June.
At 5:30, right?
At 5:30,
yes.
At the lakefront. And as you may have heard, the Carillon bells are back, Carillon's Carillon, however. And they have been fine-tuned, and they play over 200 songs, and they'll be playing Happy Birthday on that day.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're so glad to have them back at the lakefront. How many people on the people tree?
I don't know.
What,
I don't know.
150, 200?
Would you believe 67 for the year that it was made?
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes. How many people on the people tree?
Wow.
Yes.
67.
And it's also, the model of it, the maquette as they call it, is at the college's gallery on June 10th. And a special exhibit is opening the heart of Columbia. And if you look inside the door, the maquette is there, and it's about 6 feet. And it was the sample from which the...
Is that the one I see in archives?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is great.
Is. Yeah, for sure.
I was going to take a picture by that and make people think that I had climbed the people tree.
Why not?
I don't want to give anybody no ideas.
Why not?
Anyway.
That's fantastic. So, see, that even makes it more special. I mean, it just brings a whole different perspective to when you look at that tree, you're seeing the hands together. You know, it's people, 60, 70 people now we know, coming together to make this beautiful city what it has come to
be. Very intentional, yes.
Marlis, how can people learn more?
I think the website, ColumbiaMD50.com, is the best place to find what's going on, when times, if tickets are required for anything.
Mm-hmm. And so many people, businesses have come together to help sponsor
this. They have. Mm-hmm. Our partnerships are incredible. And from W.R. Grace, Howard Hughes, just amazing support that we've had. And it requires that. And we're now 3 months into the celebration, with it concluding on October 7th, we are very grateful for our partners.
Thank you, partners. And we thank you again for coming by. And this is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
6 o'clock on Fridays and 10 a.m. on Saturdays is Fiesta Time with me, your friend, tu amiga, Cris Oviedo. The one and only show en español, El Dragón Te Trae Caliente. Cris Oviedo, join me every Friday, 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. Take me with you. Download the app for the iPhone or for the Android. We are Dragon Digital Radio. Don't forget, Caliente.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
Transforming together.
Love is not always enough, and it's wonderful and it's beautiful, but if you love someone and there's no other things missing, like trust or communication or clear expression of expectations and needs and desires, it's okay to say this isn't working anymore.
Join in the conversation Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 3:30 p.m. or just check it out on our podcast, Dragon Digital Radio, podbean.com. We are Dragon Digital Radio.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. And CA's Lakefront Summer Festival begins on June 21st. Enjoy free entertainment, live music, family movies, and dancing under the people tree throughout the summer.
One of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm. And the Columbia Lakefront Summer Festival is sponsored by the Columbia Association and held on a lawn at the downtown Columbia Lakefront, located off of Little Patuxent Parkway. Admission is free. Visit columbiaassociation.org/lakefrontfestival to view a schedule of events.
I would have to say the one thing that it's required is to not be shy, especially to dance under the people tree. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And we are not judgmental, you know. And I say we because I've been there a couple of times. It's one of my favorite things to do, like I said earlier. And you get to know some of the people because it's like kind of like the same people that come all the time. It's kind of like those treasures that you find and you just continue to come because, you know, it's such a good time. So join us, please. We would love to dance with you.
And the Wednesday Lakefront noon concerts start on the 21st, starting with Rich and Famous. And that'll be at 12 o'clock at the downtown Columbia Lakefront. And you can go to, like I said, the website that I mentioned earlier to look at the schedule of everything that's going to be down there. Movies start around 8:30. And, you know, new this summer, there's also going to be movies at Merriweather on Wednesday, June 28th, The Last Waltz, Wednesday, June 26th, Mona, and Wednesday, August 30th, School of Rock. The gates open at 5:30 p.m. and the movie starts at 7:30.
That's a special treat to be able to go to Merriweather just watch a movie. That's awesome. And movies is another thing that's really cool. And see, Friday nights are very, very much fun at the Lakefront because you come, you dance, then you watch a movie and relax. So there you go. There you have it. Summer plans done. Taken care of by the Columbia Association.
And teens, we didn't forget about you. There's a teen open mic night on Tuesdays. That's July 11th, 18th, 25th, and August 1st. Here's your chance to perform at the Lakefront. Sign up starts at 6:45 p.m. First come, first served. Sorry, no bands with drum sets. For more information, please email calakefrontfestival@gmail.com.
And again, I just want to say Mary and I have this little printout here with all the events, and we just don't have enough time to mention all of them. So go to columbiaassociation.org/lakefrontfestival or pick up one of these. You can find them at the Columbia Association headquarters. I'm sure the libraries have them as well. Anywhere else that you guys have this, Mary?
Yeah, they were in this month's CA Monthly.
CA Monthly.
In the June CA Monthly, yes.
So lots of good information here, lots of good plans for you for the summer to have lots of good fun family times provided by Columbia Association.
And if the weather is kind of iffy, if it's raining or something like that, you can always call the Severe Weather Hotline at 410-715-3127 to see if the concert or the movie is still going to take place that evening. And remember, it's free.
We just can't emphasize. I mean, there is so much going on this month of June, July, and this summer, the rest of the summer. So make sure to get out and enjoy the events taking place. Columbia Festival of the Arts, the Columbia's 50th birthday, and CA's Summer Lakefront Festival.
And to learn more about Columbia Association, please visit columbiaassociation.org and get informed and stay connected on the following social media sites. Facebook.com, Columbia Association, YouTube at youtube.com/CATV channel, Instagram at instagram.com/ColumbiaASSN, at Pinterest at pinterest.com/ColumbiaASSN, and on Twitter at twitter.com/ColumbiaASSN.
And to connect with us, you can go to Facebook and find us, Dragon Digital Radio. Listen to the podcast of this show and all of our shows at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com or connect to our station by going to howardcc.edu/dragondigitalradio.
And one more thing I wanted to mention was you'll be able to watch CA board meetings in real time every fourth Thursday of the month. CA board meetings are live streamed and available to watch on CA's website. And this will start on June 22nd. So be sure to go to columbiaassociation.org to learn more about that.
Mary, thank you for bringing all of these fun events up to everybody. I mean, if you had any space on your agenda, I think that it's been filled now thanks to Columbia Association, Columbia's 50th birthday, and Festival of the Arts.
And so, for your kids, we got camps for teens. We have programs at the youth and teen center at the barn. We have stuff for everybody.
We got you covered. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next month.